Good afternoon, brothers and sisters in Christ.
主内弟兄姐妹们，下午好。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, as we come here now, we ask that you be with us.
父神啊，当我们来到这里的时候，我们请求你能与我们同在。
I pray that you will anoint the lips of your servants.
愿你能油膏你仆人的嘴。
May you sanctify the heart of your servants too.
愿你圣洁你仆人的心
and the one who is interpreting
以及圣洁和翻译
that we will come before you and speak forth on your word that comes from you
让我们所讲的都是从你而来
and also ask that you prepare the hearts of those here who are listening
愿你准备会众们的心
that as we listen Lord we will be quick to hear and quick to hear
当我们听的时候，我们快快的听，也快快的行。
Holy Spirit, may you be our teacher now.
圣灵，愿你做我们的老师。
Explain to us the truth that comes from you.
解释给我们听，从你而来的真理。
In Christ's name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祈求的。
Amen.
Amen.
Now, last time I shared with you how God can impact many lives, through.You, if you faithfully commit yourself to disciple making.
上次我分享到，如果你能愿意信实的去造就门徒的话，神能怎么样通过你来改变许多人的生命
？I used the illustrations of if you just faithfully follow up one person, and after that person do the same in the second year together with you, what will happen after 20 years?
那上次他分享到，就是如果你一年会改变一个人的生命的，改变一个人的生命的话，那20年以后会有多少人的生命会被改变呢
？Can anybody remember the figure？
有谁记得上次他的那个数字吗
？Sorry？ 哪？
多过10000人
？Sorry？ 哪？Sorry?
100,000人
All right, more than 1 million people.
多过一百万人
Now, before we move further, let me suggest that actually when we want to make disciples,
在我开始之前呢，让我再次重申，在我们造就门徒之前
I would like to suggest that we really need to wait on God and pray that God will lead us to someone who has these following qualities.
那我们需要在神面前等候，向神祷告，让神带领我们去找到的那个人呢，是有以下的品质。
The first quality we should look for is faithfulness.
他的第一个品格就是必须要忠心的。
Someone who is faithful in whatever he does, whether small or big.
那他必须要对，无论他做小事或者大事，他都要忠心耿耿。
The next quality we will look for is available.
还有就是他可以被使用的。
That means someone who is willing to give his life, set aside time and put this as a priority for his life.
他就愿意把他的就是这件事放在他的生命中第一位来做。
Because if you have someone who is faithful but who is not available, he is too busy for something else, it won't work.
因为如果一个人忠心但却不可以被使用的话，那他有别的事情要做，那他也不会。
But it is not enough to just have faithfulness and available. You need someone who is teachable.
不但如此，你还要有可以被教会的一个人。
Because somebody who is faithful, available, but if he is proud, he is not humble, you can't teach him much.
因为如果一个人他是忠心的，他也是可以被使用的，但他却很骄傲，他不愿意学习的也不行。
If you take the first letter of all these three qualities in English, it is fact. So if you remember that, then it helps you remember what to look for.
那如果把它英文字母第一个取出来，就是 FAT， 也就是 fact， 所以这样子帮助大家记忆。
All right. Let me tell you something which is not long ago, Eric and Lisa have a new baby, Ezekiel.
那不久之前呢 ，Eric 和 Lisa 的小孩 Ezekiel.
Let me tell you something which is really horrifying.
让我告诉大家一件事情。
You know, after they had the baby Ezekiel, they sent Ezekiel to a special child care center.
那当他们有了这个小孩之后呢，他们把这个婴儿送到一个去管，就是看管婴儿的。
They only go and do, they go and only go and see him whenever they are free.
他们呢，就是有空的时候去看他们婴儿。
Say for example, like Sunday, they go and see him and maybe bring him to church. Let us have a look.
那他比如说礼拜天他会去看他，然后呢把他带来教会给我，也给我们一起看。
Now isn't that horrifying?
那不是有点可怕吗？
But is that true?
那是真的吗？
Of course it's not.
那当然不是真的了。
Eric and Lisa would never do that.
那他们肯定不会这样子做的。
Because they have the heart of a father and a mother.
因为他们有一个为人父母之心。
But do you know that when it comes to spiritual baby, we tend to do that?
但是到了属灵的婴儿的时候，我们会确实经常的这样做。
We send our spiritual baby to a spiritual childcare center.
我们把我们的属灵的婴儿放到一个属灵婴儿看管的地方。
Do you know that we have a spiritual childcare center?
你知道有专门看管属灵婴儿的中心吗？
The church.
那就是教会。
That's where you know you.When you lead somebody, a lot of times we have young believers coming to know the Lord, and we expect the church to look after them.
很多时候，我们有刚刚信主的属灵的婴儿，他们刚信主，我们就觉得要教会来看管他们。
But really, that's not the way.
这并不是好的方法。
We can learn from somebody who has a spiritual heart for spiritual child from the Bible.
我们从圣经里看到，我们是需要有一颗属灵的心来看，来照顾这些属灵的婴儿。
Can anyone tell me who has such a heart?
那在圣经里，谁能告诉我谁是有如此的心呢？
In the Bible.
在圣经里面。
In the New Testament.
在新约里面。
Paul.
保罗。
Can anybody tell me who are some of his spiritual child that he mentioned?
那谁能告诉我哪一些是属保罗的属灵的子女呢？
Timothy,
Timothy,
any more?
还有更多的吗？
You take it as assignment. Go and look up the Bible, then you find out how many more.
这就是我们的功课。我们可以回去之后呢，看看保罗还有其他的属灵的子女吗？
But let's turn and look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 now.
那我们大家翻到《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第二章。
From verse 7 to 12.
从第七到十二节。
I think there is a lot that we can learn about looking after the spiritual baby from Paul here.
我们可以从这段经节里学习到很多怎么样去照顾属灵的婴儿。
First, Paul described himself and those like a mother.
那首先呢，保罗就是讲到是要像母亲一样。
And as a mother, there are three things out from here that he was doing.
那作为一个母亲，这里有讲到三个方面。
From verse 7, he talks about like a mother nursing.
在第七节，他有讲到，就如同母亲乳养自己的孩子。
Now nursing has a meaning of nourishing.
那乳养就是包括了，就是要呵护，要培养。
It basically means to feed, to fatten, to make fat.
就是要去喂养他们。
Right, so that is.Nursing.
那这就是乳养的意思。
The other words that he used is cherishing.
第二个词他用的就是要爱护。
Cherishing, the word has the meaning of to foster, to keep warm.
那爱护就包括了要培育，也要让他们保暖。
It's the word is used to like a bird covering their young with their feather.
那就好像一个大的鸟。他怎么样自己羽毛让他的小鸟们能保暖。
Now the next word that he used is imparting.
还有一个词他用的就是给予。
It means to give, to share.
这个词就是给出去或者是去与人分享。
So Paul was not willing not just to share the gospel, but he said he was willing to give his life.
那保罗不但愿意分享福音，他愿意把自己的生命给予出去。
So he was treating the Thessalonians, believers like a mother.
所以他就是如同母亲一样对待帖撒罗尼当时的那些人。
Then he goes, he said, and also we are like a father.
那他也讲到，我们也需要像一个父亲一般。
If you skip down to verse 11, he said, we are like a father. And at the same time, there are three verses that he used here.
那如果我们看到第十一节的时候，他也讲到有三件事情一个父亲要做到的。
The first one is to exhort.
第一个就是需要劝勉。
This word has the meaning of to call near.
那劝勉的意思就包括了是要把他叫过来
to besiege
还要去恳求
right to invite
去邀请他过来。
Now the other word that he used here is comfort.
那第二个词他用的就是安慰。
Comfort means to relate near close to the other person.
安慰的意思就是说是感同身受。
To encourage
去鼓励。
To console
还要去安抚。
Now the third word that he used here is to charge.
那第三个词语就是嘱咐。
Actually, the English word charge, if you look up the dictionary, it means to entrust with a task or responsibility.
如果我们单看英文的解释的话，就是说去，
entrust with a task.
就是我们要让他有给把一个责任给予那个人。
But really, the original Greek word has a slightly different meaning from this.
但是如果我们看到他们希腊原文的翻译的时候，
it's just,
不一样的。
You know, we always imagine it's like father, you know, you charge a child. That means you tell him to do something.
我们讲到说一个父亲如果嘱咐他的孩子的话，就是让他的孩子去做一些事情。
But here, it actually, it said to be a witness.
但其实希腊文的翻译是其实是要做见证。
To testify,
就要作证。
That means instead of you telling your children saying that you must do this, is that you actually do it and you be a witness for them.
就是也就是说是不是是要父亲去指使他的小孩去做什么，而是要父亲在他小孩面前去做一个见证。
So that means you actually live a life of examples before your child.
也就是说，父亲必须得以身作则。
Now, personally, I have to say there are lots I need to really work on in these few areas.
那我们本身也有很多东西要在这里学习到的。
You know, I have to really learn to exhort and comfort, also as a father.
比如说，身为父亲要怎样去学习去劝勉和安慰。
And I don't think I have done much on that.
那我们可能有时候也没有做到完全。
All right. So Paul said he's like a mother and he's like a father.
所以保罗说到他是如同母亲也是如同父亲。
And how did he do it? What sort of manners, what sort of attitude does he have?
那他是有他是怀着一个怎样的态度去做呢？
Again, here there are three. First, with gentleness and affection.
那这里就讲到他是带着温柔和爱的心去做的。
Verse 7, he said, but we were gentle among you.
第七节讲到说，只在你们中间存心温柔。
The word gentle means mild and kind.
温柔的意思就是温和的，慈祥的。
It's used to describe a nurse with a trying child.
就好像一个，比如说一个护士怎么样看管那些调皮的小孩。
Or a teacher with refractory scholars.
或者是一个老师怎样看管。不听管教的学生。
So that is what gentleness should be like.
这就是怎么样做一个温柔的。
The other word he used here is affectionate.
还有就是爱。
That means to long for, to be desirous.
那带着爱的意思就是说去你所盼望的，或者说你所喜悦的。
The next attitude that he has is through labor and travail.
接着他要讲到就是辛苦劳碌。
The word labor here means toil.
那这个劳碌的意思呢，就是辛苦的工作的意思。
It describes some things like pains，
就好像很痛苦的事情。
Trouble，
或者weariness， 或者是疲惫。
And similarly, the word travail has the same meaning. It means sadness, painful effort.
那还有一个就是艰辛的努力。Travail 就是艰辛的努力，也就是代表了就是很痛苦的奋斗。
I think those of us who have children, you can, you know, you can understand what the words mean. I'm sure as you bring up the children, these are some of the feelings you experience also along the way.
那我相信在座很多家长，你如果有抚养自己小孩，你会感同身受。
And Paul, he has such a heart, he has such a feeling for these people.
那保罗他是对这些人是如何的有感情。
Thirdly, he said, be a living example.
接着他又讲到要做一个活的见证。
Verse 10, he says, you are witnesses and God also, how devoutly and justly and blamelessly we behave ourselves among you who believe.
我们第十节讲到，我们向你们信主的人是何等圣洁、公义、无可指摘，有你们做见证，也有神做见证。
The word devoutly is mean holy righteousness.
那这里有一个词，就圣洁，就代表的是神圣的。
The word justly here means a right conduct or a state of being right.
公义的意思呢，就是是要等于说。对的是属于对的状态，或者说是做对的行为。
The word blamelessly means faultless, free from all charge, valid charge.
无可指摘的意思呢，就是没有任何错误，或者是没有任何人可以指责你。
So we see here, Paul is like a mother and he's like a father.
那我们看到这里呢，保罗他是如同一个母亲，也如同一位父亲。
And his heart for the Thessalonians was like he was gentle, he was affectionate for them.
那他对那些人的心呢，是带着温柔和带着爱的。
And he labored much among them.
而且他是辛苦劳碌。
And also he lived a life of godly example before them.
而且他在他们面前是做一个。好的见证。
So for any one of us, if you really want to help another person to grow, this is how we should live our life.
我们作为基督徒来讲，如果是要帮助别的基督徒成长，这就是我们所要学习到的。
This is the heart that we need to have for the other person.
这就是我们造就者所需要的心。
We cannot, sometimes we think of disciple making like we can hold a class.
那有时候我们觉得说造就门徒就好像开一个班。
And then people come to the class, you teach them knowledge and all those things, and we expect them to grow.
就好像人家来到你的班，然后你去教他们，然后他们就会自己成长。
But I think it is more than that.
那我认为是多过这个班。
All right, what is the goal that Paul has for his people?
那保罗最终的目的是要怎么样呢？
Let's look at verse 12.
我们一起看到第十二节。
That you will live a life worthy of God who calls you into His own kingdom and glory.
要叫你们行事对得起那叫你们进他国得他荣耀的神。
So the goal is that so that the believers they will live a life worthy of God.
所以，保罗的目的就是让这些使徒、这些信徒们能过一个得神荣耀的生活。
Last Sunday, we heard the preacher say that when he was young, his grandmother keep on reminding him whose child he is.
那上个礼拜我们的讲员有分享到，当他是小孩子的时候，他的祖母怎样老是提醒他，他到底是谁的孩子。
What is the purpose of the grandma?
那为什么祖母要老是这样子问他呢？
The purpose is so that he will remember whose child he is.
祖母这样子问他，就是让他能知道自己到底是属于谁的孩子。
And that he will live a life worthy of his ancestor.
那他也能自己过一个能配得住他父亲的生命的生活。
Similarly, each one of us, we need to remind ourselves that whose child we are.
那 同样来讲，我们也必须提醒我们，我们到底是属于谁的子女。
If you are born again believers, you are God's child.
如果你是重生的基督徒，那你就是属于神的子女。
And we need to live a life worthy of God.
那我们需要过一个生活是配得住神的，配得住神的生活。
We don't want to live a life that will bring shame to His name.
我们不要过一个生活是会给神带来羞辱。
So let us remind each one ourselves daily, that whose child am I?
让我们不断地提醒，每天提醒自己，到底我们是属于谁的子女。
Now, let me share with you some practicals now.
那让我给大家分享一些比较可以实际的东西。
If you have the privilege, say, to lead somebody to Christ next time.
如果大家有这个机会能带别人进入认识耶稣的话
，What do you do?
那你会怎么样做呢
？Do you know what to do?
你会知道要怎么样做吗
？I'd like to suggest some of the things that I have learned in the past.
那我想跟大家分享一下我在过去所学习到的东西。
There are probably other ways, other materials that's available, but let me share with you what I have learned.
当然还有别的资源可以用到，但我只是跟你分享一下我所学习到的。
You know, before a person become a Christian, heis under Satan's domain.
那在一个人信主之前呢，他是属于撒旦的国度下。
But once a person become a Christian, he's no longer under Satan's domain. He comes onto God's side.
那当这个人成为基督徒之后呢，他就不再属于撒旦了，他是属于神的。
Obviously, Satan is not very happy about that.
那当然，魔鬼是对此不会非常的满意。
So he will try his best to.Attack and to disturb these young believers.
那魔鬼会尝试一切的方法去攻击，也就是影响这个年轻人。
So what can we do to help this young believer?
那我们到底需要怎么样做去帮助这个年轻的信徒呢
？You know, when a newborn a baby is just born, what are the things that we do for them?
那当一个新的婴儿刚刚诞生，我们首先要做的事情就是
，I think there's at least two things that we do for the newborn baby.
那是我们要做两件事情。
First, we make sure we protect them from all the germs and diseases that is ready to attack the baby.
那首先我们就是要保护这个婴儿，让他不会受到外界的细菌、病毒感染。
Second is we nourish them, we feed them regularly.
还有就是我们得呵护他，我们得喂养他。
Now, what are some of the protections we need to provide for our new spiritual baby?
那对于属灵的婴儿，我们到底要提供如何的保护呢
？Now, Satan will normally attack young believers in various forms, but let me just share with you a few.
那撒旦会通过不同的方式来攻击信徒们，那我们来分享几个。
And let me share with you what one of the tools that you can use is what we call the Beginning with Christ Path. Inside there, they have.Just five verses of scriptures that helps young believers.
那我们首先可以用到的就是有五节经文。
The first things that Satan will do to a young believer will be to cast doubt on his salvation.
那第一件事撒旦会做的就是让你这个刚信主的人产生怀疑。
Now he will say something like, "You don't think that you become a Christian just by believing in Jesus and receiving Him into your life? It can't be so simple."
撒旦可能会这样子来疑问你：你觉得基督徒就是信耶稣这么简单吗
？So what do we do?
那我们要怎么样回应呢
？Can we depend on our feeling? Feeling.
哦，我们只能依靠我们的感觉吗？
No, we don't. We look to God's word and we see what God says in His word.
我们不能只依靠我们自己的感觉，我们必须得看神的话语。
So the first verse that you can share with them is from 1 John 5:11-12.
我们首先第一个能跟他们分享的就是约翰一书5:11-12.
And see what God says about this.
那看看神是在这里有怎么讲到。
And this is the testimony that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life.
约翰一书5:11-12，这见证就是神所赐给我们永生。
So God will make it very simple and very clear.
然后，这永生也是在他儿子里面。人有了 人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
So he who has the Son, he who has Jesus has life.
那有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
So if you have Jesus in your heart, you have eternal life.
如果你的心里有了耶稣，你就有了生命。
And you encourage that young believer to memorize that verse.
我们得鼓励这个刚信主的人来记住这段经文。
So that anytime when he has doubt, he can go back to that two verses.
当他有怀疑的时候，他总能看回这段经文。
We see that actually when Jesus was tempted, what did he use?
我们看到耶稣被试探的时候，他怎么样去抵挡试探呢？
Jesus used the word of God.
他是使用神的话语。
Even our Lord Jesus needs the word of God. What about us?
就连我们的主耶稣也得使用神的话语来抵挡撒旦，何况我们呢？
So the best way is encourage them to memorize these verses so that it's always with them.
最好的方式就是让他们能把这段经文给背下来。
Now the next thing the Satan will probably do is will to cast out in the, you know, prayer.
那第二件事神撒旦会做的就是让我们对神的祷告中有怀疑。
He probably says something like, "You don't think that God is really interested in you, do you?"
那他可能会问你说，你觉得神真的会对你的祷告关心吗？
Surely he is more busy to listen to some other more important people's prayer.
他肯定是要听别人更重要的祷告而忽略了你了吧？
So what do you do?
那你要怎么样做呢？
Again, we turn to God's word and see what God's word say.
那同样的，我们得看神的话语。
So let's turn to John 16:24.
那让我们看到约翰福音16:24。
John 16:24 says, "Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full."
约翰福音16:24，向来你们没有奉我的名求什么，如今你们求就得着，叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
He said, "Ask in my name." Jesus said, "Ask in my name."
耶稣说到。奉我的名求。
That means to ask in His authority and on His merit.
这等于就是说，要奉着耶稣的权柄去求。
One of the great privileges of us becoming God's children is that we can pray to God now, anytime, anywhere, about anything.
作为基督徒们最大的特权，就是我们能随时随地，来向神祷告。
So from this verse, we see that.Not only we can pray to God, but God gives us the assurance that He will answer our prayers.
那这里就讲到，不但我们随时随地能向神祷告，神也是随时随地的能垂听我们的祷告。
Now, what will be the next attack from Satan?
那撒旦的下一个伎俩是什么呢？
He probably say, "All right, yeah, you may have life, but you are weak."
那撒旦可能讲，哦，行，你可能有永生，但你是软弱的。
You will not be able to live a life that will please God.
你过的生，你的生命肯定是不能让神所满意的。
He will remind you of some areas in your life which you struggle all through for a long time.
撒旦会不断在你之前所做错的过犯里不断的提醒你。
He will tell you that maybe you will be strong in other areas, but surely you will fall in this area.
撒旦可能说你在别的方面没问题，但是在这个方面你老是失败，你肯定会一直失败下去。
What do we do?
那我们得怎么样回应呢？
We turn to God's word.
我们要同样看着神的话语来回应。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians 10:13.
那我们一起看到哥林多前书10:13。
1 Corinthians 10:13 says, "No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it."
哥林多前书10:13，你们所遇见的试探，无非是人所能受的，神是信实的，必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的。在受试探的时候，总要给你们开一条出路，叫你们能忍受得住。
So the Before we become Christian, we have no power to resist temptation.
在我们成为基督徒之前呢，我们是没有能力去抵挡试探的。
But if you are a Christian, you now have the Holy Spirit living in you, and He can help us to resist temptation.
但我们成为了基督徒之后，我们里面是有着圣灵，圣灵能帮助我们抵挡试探。
And God's word here in 1 Corinthians promises us that He will not let us be tempted beyond what we can bear.
那这里哥林多前书十章十三节就跟我们下了保单，就是说我神肯定不会让我们受试探是多过我们所能受的。
So we hold on to God's promise and we believe that He will help us to overcome.
所以我们要信靠神所应许我们的，我们要知道我们所受的必定是我们能接受的。
Now there will be times also when we fail and sin against God.
那我们也是会犯罪，也是会得罪神。
Is there anyone among us who does not fail? Raise your hand, please.
那有没有人是从来没有失败或者说犯过罪呢？
Whenever you fail now, Satan will be quick to be there too.
那当你失败的时候，撒旦会很快的出现。
You say, see, I've said, look, how can you do that? If you are a Christian, you shouldn't do that.
撒旦会说，你是基督徒，你不应该这样子做。
He'll make us feel really guilty.
他会让我们觉得非常的内疚。
What do we do?
那我们得怎么样去应付呢？
We turn to God's word.
我们也得寻求神的话语。
Let's turn to 1 John 1, 9.
我们翻到约翰一书第一章第九节。
1 John 1:9 says, If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
约翰一书一章九节，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
So God here promised us saying that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins.
所以神在这里向我们做了承诺，如果我们愿意认自己的罪，他是信实是公义的，他必要赦免我们的罪。
He did not say he may forgive us our sin.
他不是说他可能会赦免我们的罪。
But he said he is faithful and just. He will forgive us our sin.
但这里讲到他信实，他是公义的，他都必要赦免我们的罪。
But the word confess our sins here really means what does the word confess here mean?
那这里说我们要认自己的罪，那认罪是什么意思呢？
Confess it means to call, to be really honest with God about the sin in our life, and to call it exactly what God calls it.
所以认罪的意思就是说，我们要从神的角度来看这个罪，神怎么样认为这个罪是怎么样的，我们就得怎么样去认这个罪。
For example, you can say, "Oh, looks, I have tell a white lie."
比如说我们可以讲到说我们讲了一个善意的谎言。
But God calls it a lie. A lie is a lie, so you don't call it a white lie.
那一个谎言就是谎言，无论它是善意还是恶意的。
Or we say something like, for example, we know something and we purposely don't communicate to another person.
或者说我们知道一些事情，但是我们故意不告诉别人。
That is still a lie.
那也是一个罪，因为你也是撒谎。
So we need to be very open about sin and to just tell it to God.
所以我们要非常的认真的对待罪。
And also there should be that willingness to forsake that sin.
而且我们必须要愿意去放弃这个罪。
You know, you can, for example, you can come to God saying that God, I confess this sin to you.
比如说我们可以跟神祷告说，神啊，我向你认罪。
And 5 minutes later, you commit the same sin again.
但是五分钟之后，你又犯了这个罪。
You're not serious about that. You do not have a willingness to forsake that sin.
那可能就意味着你对这个罪不是认真的悔改。
But if you truly are repentant and if you're willing to forsake the sin, God promised that He will forgive us our sins.
但是如果你是认真悔改，认真的向神祈求认罪悔改的话，神保证他可以原谅你。
All right. So one more verse. Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6.
我们再读一段经文，这是取自箴言第三章五到六节。
You know, after we become a Christian, there will still be many challenges and decisions to make in life.
当我们是基督徒的时候，我们生活还是有许多的挑战。
So what do we do?
那我们得怎么办呢？
We turn to God's word.
我们得仰赖神的话语。
Let's look at Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6.
我们看箴言第三章五到六节。
Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths.
第三章五到六节，你要专心仰赖耶和华，不要依靠自己的聪明，在你一切所行的事上要认定他，他必指引你的路。
So here, God's word tells us, do not lean on our own understanding.
神的话语讲到，这里讲到，我们不要依靠自己的聪明。
You know, it is very natural for us, even after we become a Christian, that we will do things the way we know best.
那在就算我们成为基督徒之后，对于很多人来讲，我们还是愿意按照自己的方式去做很多事情。
But here, the word of God is teaching us learning to not to lean on our understanding.
那这里就讲到，我们不可以依靠自己的聪明。
But we are to trust in the Lord with all our heart.
但是要在一切的事上认定他。
And he said, in all your ways, acknowledge him.
就要在一切的事上认定他。
And I think that here it means to wanting to do the things God's way.
这里的意思就是讲到，我们必须要按照神的方式做一切的事情。
That means we have that heart and desire to want to find out what is God's will in this area of our life, and be willing to do it, be happy to do it.
也就是说，我们的心意就是去寻找神在我们生命中的旨意，而且按照他的旨意来完成每一件事情。
And God's promise, and He shall direct our paths.
神也在这里向我们许下承诺，他必指引我们的路。
So these are five verses, simple verses, but you can share with somebody.
刚刚的五节经文呢，都是非常简单的经文，但是非常有用处。
And that will be able to help that person, you know, to start off his Christian life.
我们能帮助属灵的婴儿们能快速的成长。
So just now we share about what we do for newborn baby.
那我们刚刚讲到，在属灵的婴儿们，我们需要怎么样去照顾他们
？First is to protect.
第一是去保护。
Second is to nourish.
第二是要去呵护。
So the next thing we need to do is to nourish, to feed them.
那我们应该怎样呵护，怎样喂养他们呢？
And I think one of the best things to feed them is to help them to feed themselves too.
那最好的喂养方式是帮助他们自己喂养自己。
So I believe one of the first things that you can share with a young believer is to teach them how to spend quiet time.
那我觉得最重要的事情就是我们要教他们怎么样使用灵修的时间。
I don't want to embarrass everyone, but I'd like to ask questions. You don't have to raise your hand and answer it. But the question is, how many of us here spend daily quiet time?
那我就想问大家一个问题，就是说，在座的你们每天都有做灵修吗？
You know, if you don't have daily quiet time, you are like someone who goes into a battle without putting on an armor or a weapon.
如果没有每天的灵修时间的话，就如同一个士兵进入一个战场，却没有穿上盔甲，没有带上任何的武器。
You know, we go into our daily life, we think that we can depend on ourselves.
我们每天进入不同的生活，觉得自己能依靠自己的能力。
But we fail to realize that really our battle is a spiritual battle.
但我们要明白的就是说，我们的战争是属灵的战争。
And God's word is our spiritual weapon.
神的话语就是我们属灵的武器。
So let me encourage all of us here, really we need to keep our daily quiet time.
所以我要提醒大家，我们必须每天有灵修的时间。
So these are some of the things you can share with the person.
所以这是以下我们可以教导别人的。
Okay, first you share with them why do we spend quiet time.
所以你第一个你就要跟信徒刚信主的人解释为什么我们要有灵修的时间。
The first reason we spend quiet time is to have fellowship with God.
第一个原因就是要与神交通。
You know, if you are truly God's children,
如果你真的是神的子女的话，
You want to spend time with your heavenly father, won't you?
你真就会很愿意花时间与你的天父在一起，不是吗？
So really that is the first motivation for us to spend quiet time.
所以这是我们有灵修的第一个目的。
If you have the Bible, can you please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9?
如果我们有自己的圣经的话，请大家翻到哥林多前书第一章第九节。
1 Corinthians 1 verse 9 says, God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
神是信实的，你们原是被他所召的，好与他儿子我们的主耶稣一同得分。
So why did God call us?
为什么神呼召我们呢？
God called us to have fellowship with him.
神呼召我们是让与他能交通。
God did not call us so that he can tell us to do this, to do that.
神呼召我们并不是让他能指使我们去做事情。
I'm sure we parents, we have children not so that we can tell them to do this and that.
我们家长们可以指使自己的小孩去做事情。
We desire fellowship with our children.
但是我们更愿意的是花时间与自己的小孩在一起。
And in the same way, that's what God wants from His children.
那同样的，神也是希望与我们一起花时间在一起。
If you turn with me to 1 John 1:3, again strengthen this idea.
如果我们一同翻到约翰一书第一章第三节。
First John chapter 1 verse 3 says that which we have seen and heard we declare to you that you also may have fellowship with us and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son Jesus Christ.
约翰一书一章三节，我们所看见的所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交，我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
So the first reason for us to have quiet time is so that we can have fellowship with God.
第一个原因，我们需要灵修时间的原因，就是我们必须花时间与神在一起。
The second reason for that we need quiet time is for daily guidance.
那第二个原因就是我们需要每天的指引。
That means after we become a Christian, we must learn not to trust on ourselves anymore.
我刚讲到，我们成为基督徒以后，我们不可以依靠自己。
We must learn to trust God in His daily guiding us.
我们必须学习每天的依靠神的指引。
If you can, please turn with me to Psalms 143, verse 8.
如果可以的话，请大家翻到诗篇143篇第八节。
Psalms 143, verse 8 says, "Cause me to hear your loving kindness in the morning."For in you do I trust. Cause me to know the way in which I should walk, for I lift up my soul to you.
诗篇143章第八节，求你使我清晨得听你慈爱之言，因我依靠你。求你使我知道当行的路，因我的心仰望你。
So we come to God in the morning.
所以我们在早上的时候要寻求神。
And we ask that He will show us the way which we should walk for that day.
我们请求神能指引我们当天所走的路。
The next verse strengthen that idea again. Psalms 25 verse 4 and 5.
那下一个要大家读的就是诗篇二十五章四到五节。
Psalms 25 verse 4 and 5. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation.On you I wait all the day.
诗篇二十五章四到五节，耶和华，求你将你的道指引我，将你的路教训我，求你以你的真理引导我，教训我，因为你是教我的神，我终日等候你。
So the second reason for us to have quiet time is that we want to ask God to lead us daily.
也就是说，我们要灵修的原因，第二个原因就是我们要神每天引导我们。
The third reason for us to have quiet time is so that we can listen to what God wants to tell us for the day.
那第三个原因就是我们能从神呢听到他要给我们讲的话语。
If you can, please turn to Isaiah chapter 50 verse 4.
如果大家可以的话，请翻到以赛亚书第五十章第四节。
Isaiah 50 verse 4 says, The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as the learned.
以赛亚书第五十章第四节，主耶和华赐我受教者的舌头，使我知道怎样用言语扶助疲乏的人。主每早晨提醒我的耳朵，使我能听，像受教者一样。
So he awakens me morning by morning.
所以主每早晨提醒我。
Not just once a week.
并不是一天早晨而已。
Right, it's morning by morning.
每天早晨。
Why he awakens my ear so that I will hear?
为什么呢？因为他提醒我的耳朵，使我能听。
To hear as to learn, as somebody who is willing to learn.
能听，因为就像受教者一样，愿意去听。
So the third reason for us to spend quiet time is so that we will listen to what God wants to tell us for the day.
所以第三个原因就是我们能垂听神当天想跟我们讲的话语。
The next reason for us to spend quiet time is so that we can pray to the Lord.
第四个原因就是我们能向神祷告。
If you can turn to Psalms 5 verse 3.
如果大家可以的话，请翻到诗篇五章三节。
Psalms 5 verse 3 says, My voice you shall hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct it to you, and I will look up.
诗篇五章三节，耶和华，早晨你必听我的声音，早晨我必向你陈明我的心意，并要警醒。
So we want to pray to God in the morning.
所以我们必须在早上向神祷告。
And God said He will hear our prayer.
神说他会听到我们的祷告。
So the fourth reason for us to spend quiet time so that we can pray to the Lord.
第四个原因就是我们能向神祷告。
Now one more reason is to follow the example of Jesus.
第五个原因就是我们能以耶稣为榜样去跟随他。
If you turn to Mark chapter 1 verse 35.
如果大家翻到马可福音第一章三十五节
Mark 1:35 says Now in the morning having risen a long while before daylight he went out and departed to a solitary place and there he prayed
马可福音第一章三十五节次日早晨天未亮的时候耶稣起来到旷野地方去在那里祷告
So here Jesus early in the morning before daylightHe went out, departed to a solitary place, and there he prayed.
所以在这里，耶稣在早晨天还没有亮的时候，就已经到旷野去祷告了。
So Jesus set us an example for us to follow.
所以耶稣已经给我们立下了一个很好的榜样。
Early in the morning, he set us up time to spend with the Father.
在清早的时候，他已经花时间与父一起。
So these are the reasons. You may have some others.To add on.
那这就是以下的原因，你可能还有更多的原因去做灵修。
Why we spend quiet time?
No.
First is to have fellowship with God.
我们为什么要有灵修呢？我再重申一遍，第一就是能与神交通。
Second is for daily guidance.
第二个原因就是能每天得到他的指引。
Third is to listen to what God wants to teach us.
第三个原因就是能听到神向我们所讲的话。
Fourth is to pray to the Lord.
第四个原因就是能向神祷告。
Fifth is to follow the example of Jesus.
第五个原因就是从耶稣那学习。
Now, when do we spend quiet time?
那我们什么时候才要做灵修呢？
I think from those verses that we look at, really the best time is in the morning.
那看到我们刚刚读的经文，想大家已经知道，最好的时间就是清早的时候。
Because if you go into the battle, you want to prepare yourself before the battle, not after the battle.
因为当你进入战役的时候，你当然是希望在进入战役前已经做好准备，而不是战役之后才做准备。
So you don't want to, you know, after you finish the day only then you come and spend the time with the Lord.
所以你并不希望当你这一天都已经做完事情每件事都做完了之后你才去寻找神
Where do we spend our quiet time?
我们在哪里去做灵修呢
Some place that is quiet that you will not be disturbed
那是在一个地方是安静的是没有人能打扰你的
No, not on the train or on the bus.
最好是不要在火车或者那个公共汽车上。
All right, so you need to find a place that's quiet where you're not being disturbed.
所以我们得找一个地方是安静、无人打扰的。
Okay, next, how do we spend quiet time?
我们怎样使用灵修的时间呢？
Now, these are just some suggestions you may add on a bit here and make some changes.
那这只是我一些建议，大家可以根据这个而修改。
First thing, we need to prepare our heart.
第一件事，我们必须要准备自己的心。
We prepare our hearts through prayer. As we come to the Lord, we settle down, we calm our hearts, and we pray to Him.
所以通过祷告，我们在神面前预备我们的心。
And we ask the Lord to search our heart. If there's sins, we quickly confess it to Him.
我们寻求神，让他能告诉我们，如果我们有罪，我们会向神认罪悔改。
And then we pray and ask the Holy Spirit to teach us.
我们向圣灵祷告，祈求他能帮助我们，教导我们。
So we prepare our hearts first.
所以预备自己的心。
Then you read the Bible.
其次要读圣经。
You read a passage, either half a chapter or a chapter is up to you.
你可能可以读半章的圣经，或者一章的圣经，或者只是一小段。
Let me encourage you here to read the Bible and not devotional materials.
必须是得读圣经，而不是读一些灵修书刊。
You know, some people like to read devotional material, and I personally would like to encourage each one of us to read the Bible.
可能有一些会喜欢读灵修的书刊，但是我在这里要鼓励大家读圣经。
Why do I think like that?
为什么我会这样认为呢？
I think because.God is our Father.
因为神是我们的父亲。
And we want to hear directly from Him ourselves.
我们想直接从我们的父亲那听到他的话语。
Rather than through somebody's learnings.
但而不是从别人的学习当中学习到我们的父亲。
You can read those devotional material at other time.
你可以在灵修以外的时间读那些灵修的。
But I think it is a good thing for daily quiet time. We just come and look at the Bible and see what God will show us.
但我觉得在灵修时间是非常重要，得去读神的话语。
So you read them several times, not just once.
我们得读几次。
That's why I do not encourage you read a lot for quiet time.
所以我并不鼓励大家读一大段。
You know, you read a short passage, but you read them through at least three times.
我们读一小段经文，但是得读几次。
And thinking through upon it and ask a few questions like this.
我们读完之后得慢慢思考，问自己几个问题。
Is there a sin to confess?
是否有罪需要认呢？
Is there a command to obey?
是否有要遵行他的命令呢？
Is there an activity to avoid?
是否有一些活动我是应该避免的呢？
Is there a promise we can claim?
是有一些承诺我是需要去履行的呢？
You can ask other questions at all.
我们可以问这些问自己这些问题。
So, read through a few times, think about it, think over the passage again and again.
我们读这段经文读好几次，然后呢，不断地问自己这些问题。
Then after that, you write it down.
之后你要把它写下来。
I think it is a good habit for us to keep our quiet time record.
我觉得能把自己灵修的笔记来记录下来是一个非常好的习惯。
You write down the date and the passage that you read for the day.
我们可以写下这个日期，那天的日期，而且你读的经文。
You write down the key lessons that you have learned or something you want to apply into your life.
那你也写下那天你所学校的关键的一节课。
All right, so these are very simple. This is any one of us can do all this, isn't it?
这是非常简单容易做的事情，我相信大家都有能力去做到。
So prepare our hearts through prayer.
所以第一个就是通过祷告预备我们的心。
Read the Bible several times.
读圣经，读那段经文，读几次。
And think through it, ask questions.
然后呢，之后回想，问自己问题。
And then write it down, record it down what you have read for the day.
然后把它写下来，你学到了什么，你读了什么。
Now after that, you thank God for what He has teach you that day.
之后，我们要向神 感谢他那天教我们的事情。
And also, we take time to thank God for His provisions and protections.
我们也向神感谢他的照顾以及他的保护。
You know, it is as a young believer, we have a habit in our prayer that we come to God, we ask.
可能如果是对刚信主的人呢，我们会有一个习惯，就是在神面前不断地向他祈求不同的东西。
You know, we ask God for this, we ask God for that, for our children, for our friends, or whatever.
我们求神给予这些，求神给予那些。
But I think they are more than that in prayer.
但在祷告当中是多过请求神给予东西的。
So, one of the first aspects in prayer I think we ought to have is to thank God.
那很关键的就是我们必须得感谢神在祷告的时候。
Now, after thanking God, we praise Him for who He is.
我们感谢完神之后，我们赞美他，因为他是神。
And what He has done.
也赞美他，因为他所做的大功。
Right? Only after that, then you start praying for others.
之后你要为别人祷告。
And then you pray for yourself.
之后才为自己祷告。
Simple enough?
是不是很简单呢？
And this is something you can do, and this is something that you can pass on and help another person to do.
这是你可以做到，也是可以你教导别人去做到的。
Now the aim is to have 7 days out of 7.
我们最终的目的就是一个礼拜7天都要做这件事情。
Not 1 days or 3 days or 5 days.
而不是一个礼拜只做一天、三天或者五天。
But we aim to have 7 days out of a week to spend quiet time with our Lord.
我们的目的是一个礼拜7天，天天都有灵修的时间。
So let's hope we can. Let's ask God to give us that heart that Paul has.
让我们一起请求神能给予我们像保罗一样的心。
The heart that Paul has for people, like a mother, like a father.
就像保罗，他如同一位母亲，也如同一位父亲所拥有的心。
And let's ask God that He will lead us to someone who is faithful, available, and teachable.
我们也祈求神能带领我们遇见那位我们能教导，也而且他能使用也忠心的一位学生。
And we invest our life in that person and in that activities and.Look to God to do the works through our lives.
我们也可以在那位学生的身上投资我们的生命，也投资我们的时间。
Let us pray.
我们同祷告。
Father, we thank you that we have the privilege to call you our Father.
父神，感谢你，因为我们有呼叫你阿爸父神的特权。
We thank you that you have called us so that you can have fellowship with us.
父神，谢谢你，因为你呼召了我们，我们才能与你交通。
And you have called us so that we will live a life worthy of your calling.
你呼召了我们，我们才能过一个蒙得只配得你呼召的生活。
I pray that Lord, you will do that in each of our hearts here now.
我们的祷告就是你能在我们身上每一位身上动工。
That truly, Lord, we want to live a life that is worthy of your calling.
是真的，我们愿意过一个配得你呼召的生命。
That we will live a life that will bring glory to your name.
我们能过一个带荣耀与你的生命。
May you guide us, may you watch over us, may you lead us every day of our life.
愿你指引我们，愿你看顾我们，愿你带领我们在我们每一天的生活里。
In Jesus' name I pray.
奉主耶稣的圣名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.